The Key to Living Wisely by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. Proverbs 11:30. We try to prove we are wise in a variety of ways. We attain degrees, make money, build buildings, and accomplish impressive physical feats like climbing mountains and running marathons. And yet, Proverbs 11:30 tells us God's perspective on how to live wisely, which is to save lives. You might read that and think, easier said than done. So how do we go about living this principle out? Below are four ways we heed this proverb on a day-to-day basis. 1. Share our testimony. Each one of us who knows God has a story to tell. Whether dramatic or not, our testimony has the power to influence others to want to know God too. Through sharing our experience of coming to Him as our Savior, hearts can be softened, touched, and turned towards Him. Likewise, in Luke 21:13, Jesus encourages each of us to tell His testimony for others to hear. Sometimes we think everyone has been told about Jesus and how He came to save us, but many still have not heard that He died to save us. 2. Daily live out our faith. Jesus understood how living out our faith in practical ways by being good to those around us draws people to God. So much so that the Apostle John ends his gospel by describing how there aren't enough books in the whole world to hold all the good he did while walking on earth. John 21:25. Jesus teaches us not to underestimate how God can move hearts through our kindness. Often, actions do speak louder than words. 3. Talk about God. 2 Timothy 4:2 urges us to be prepared and ready to talk to others about God. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Yet, when the opportunities arise, how many times do we pass on telling others about God, thinking it's not the right place, time, or person to talk with, deciding before even saying a word that they probably won't be interested? In telling others about God, we don't have to figure it all out and understand everything before speaking, but trust God to lead us in what to say. Proverbs 3:5. When feeling insecure or threatened in talking with others, unsure how they will respond, we can ask God for boldness, like the apostles Peter and John prayed. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Acts 4:29. 4. Be willing to help turn people around. People need to hear the truth to receive instruction on how to make right decisions in their lives, to be encouraged to trust God, and to turn away from their sinful behaviors. Remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. James 5:20. Even if we're not sure others will respond or like what we have to say, it's important we tell them and let the Holy Spirit reveal the truth to them.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.